Hello. This week's reflection is brought to us by the Reverend Yul Kennedy, and it's on the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 6 to 19. The Bible reading is read by Cameron Kennedy.
I have made you known to those you gave me out of the world. They belonged to you, and you gave them to me. They have obeyed your word, and now they know that everything you gave me comes from you. I gave them the message that you gave me, and they received it. They know that it is true that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those you gave me, for they belong to you. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and my glory is shown through them. And now I am coming to you. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. Holy Father, keep them safe by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one just as you and I are one. While I was with them, I kept them safe by the power of your name, the name you gave me. I protected them, and not one of them was lost, except the man who was bound to be lost, so that the scripture might come true. And now I am coming to you, and I say these things in the world so that they might have my joy in their hearts in all its fullness. I gave them your message, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but I do ask you to keep them safe from the evil one. Just as I do not belong to the world, they do not belong to the world. Dedicate them to yourself by means of the truth. Your word is truth. I sent them into the world just as you sent me into the world, and for their sake I dedicate myself to you in order that they too may be truly dedicated to you. Thanks be to God for the reading of his gospel.
I see a world in which the disciples are involved, part of, not hidden away, involved in the rough and tumble of life, part of the world. And I see in the world Jesus' hands protecting the disciples, protecting them and us from dangerous red arrows and red darts, not removing them from the red arrows or darts, but preparing them, protecting them as they go about their ministry in what will be a hostile world. What are those darts and arrows? Well, here are some. You may think of different ones. That we're not to be divided, to have unity. We prayed for that earlier. We do have a divided church, East, West, you know, Orthodox and Western churches, and then subdivisions in all of them. And that is true, but we have got a lot more being done together, which is good news. There is always there's an old gag, first told to me by a Roman Catholic priest many, many years ago. And he talks about the churches all joining up, and it's down to the last meeting, and it's between the Pope, who's looking after all the churches in the Western world, which have agreed different creeds and practices to join back together, and similarly in the Eastern Church. And it's now waiting the Pope to call a meeting. And when she calls the meeting, Christianity will be won. When she calls the meeting. And there is Jesus also prays for protection from evil, from the evil one. Now, Jesus knew there was a power of evil in opposition to the power of God. It was apparent in the world. A very dangerous dart that still challenges us personally and the church collectively, and in many ways. It is much more obvious in attacks to persecuted churches, to individuals from those churches, and so on. But also in the Western world, where we tend to have freedom of worship, we have a particularly Western form of this red dart that we need protection from. Apathy. I couldn't care less is a very strong, harmful dart. Apathy is part of this protection from the evil one. And our Good News translation talks about dedicated by the truth, dedicated by the truth. In many translations it is consecrated rather than dedicated, but the meaning is trying to convey the same thing from the original Greek word. Actually, even the Greek verb originates from a Greek adjective, hagios, which we tend to translate as holy. You will recognize the word hagio because it's what we talk about, a story of a saint, hagiography. It's often translated as holy, but actually its origins are much more complex than that. It's about being different or separate. Yes, holy, but different or separate. So where does that Greek take us? Well, the disciples are being set their very special task, but also the sense conveyed as they are going to be given the necessary qualities of mind and character for their task in hand. If you like, God set them apart with the specific things to do their work, just as he does with us. He sets us apart through our faith, but equips us for it. Why is Jesus praying all this? Well, if we had read on in our reading, we get, I pray not only for them, but also for those who believe in me because of their message. I pray that they may all be one. Father, may they be in us, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they be one, so that the world will believe that you sent me. So in that summing up, Jesus is saying, not only am I praying for protection for you, for my church to grow, for my church to be involved in the world, but I am equipping it. I am giving you what you need, so that I pray that they may all be one. May they be in us just as you are in me, but also for those who believe in me because of their message, because of the church's message. Wonderful words. Amen.